Today, the way out of your sunken situation, your challenges, your misfortunes, your troubled times is to remember your past victories. See, when you feel like God's unfailing love has vanished forever, or that he has forgotten to be merciful to you, or that he has withheld his compassion, Scripture says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. What are you saying, Teresa? I'm saying stop dwelling on the drama from your present and remember the power from your past. You got history with God. There were times when you went to sleep weeping and crying at night. But yet when you got up that morning, he gave you joy. And not just any joy. He gave you that joy that's unspeakable. Joy that the world couldn't give you, and now the world cannot take it away. Remember when you were lonely and heartbroken, and God was your shield and the lifter of your head. Oh, remember when you were afraid, and he was your rock in whom you found protection. Oh, remember when you didn't have faith, and he just said, if you step out and use that faith the size of a mustard seed, you will be able to say to that mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And you were able to step out and do something that you didn't think you could do. See, when you didn't see a way, didn't know how the way was going to be made, thought you were losing your mind, he gave you that peace that surpasses all understanding. So today, when you're feeling down and out and you feel like God has forsaken you, no. Sometimes you just have to go back and say, you know what, God, if you did it for me before, I know that you would do it for me again. Why? Because you are the same God, yesterday, today, and forevermore. Stop dwelling on your drama from your present and remember the power from your past. You've got history with God. And when you start thanking God for what he did for you in the past, he's going to do for you in the present. And what is that? Exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or even think. That's your moment.